Hardy.
Who just came on?
Hi, how are you?
Yes.
Yeah, fine, Baruch Hashem. Who is this, please?
Arya Friedner.
Oh, Sean, Sean. Okay. I think you are the second one on the line, so we'll just wait.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Okay, I think we should start. It's 12:01, so we'll start, and it is recorded, so whoever wants can listen to it later. Okay, so first hello, and I hope that you had a good day till now, and that Be'ez Hashem the rest of the day will go Batzlocha. So this is a new thing, this telephone learning Shalat Shuvah. It's for sure, Elul is for sure the right time for Chizuk and new starts, to learn Musa, to learn on Shuvah, and to Steig. And,
I don't want to conclude, but you ask him. Amir.
Oh, hello, Amir.
How are you, Rabbi?
Okay, Baruch Hashem. So we started, and so Elul for sure is the right time to start Chizuk and Musar and Tshuva, and especially nice that our shul till now we have only we get together only on Shabbos, so it is for sure a nice thing that we have the opportunity also to be in touch in the middle of the week. Hashem should help. We should always get together for Chizuk, Aliyah, and getting closer. Okay, I just wanted to say a little hakdoma. It's brought in Chazal, in the Gemara, and also in Halacha, that even though every one of the tefillahs are very important, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, and every one of them were arranged by Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, but there's a special maila, something special about tefillahs HaMincha. Why? Because Shachris, okay, a person gets up, and before he starts the day, he davens Shachris. Ma'ariv, that's the end of the day, so when he finishes the day, he davens Ma'ariv, and that's how he finishes the day. But Mincha is in the middle of the day. In the middle of the day, it's not so pushed to, he's in the middle of the business, or whatever it is, it's not so pushed to get out and to go to learn, etc., or to go to daven. So that's why Mincha has a special koyach, a special strength. So I'm just saying over here also, the day started, some people learn in the morning, some people learn at night, but the middle of the day, to break the day and to learn a little bit, that is something special. Hashem should help, we should have all the brochas of that. One more little point. There was in Yerushalayim two very choshev magid shiurim giving a shiur at night. And one was very matzliach, and a lot of people came, and one shiur was not so matzliach. So they spoke together and to find out what's the reason. So they found out that one shiur always ended on time, and the other shiur, it was such a geshmak shiur, so a few times it went 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 25 minutes, half hour later, it went over the time. And not everybody is so comfortable with that. So we made up that this is going to be for 5 minutes, so we'll try to be careful with the timing. Okay, so we are going to learn Shaare Tshuva. Before we start, it's interesting when people that are Shema Torah Mitzvahs are talking about Tshuva. So we understand that somebody who was brought up went to the same school that we went to, and then leider went off the derech, and a while later he realizes that he, no davening, no tefillin, no Shabbos, and different things that he was involved with, and he realizes that's not the way to go, and he wants to change, and he wants to come back on the path. So he realizes that he has to do tshuva, he has to feel bad for the past, and he has to throw away those ways, kabbalah labo, to start a new start, and to express it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do vidui. So he realizes that. But somebody who is shemeter mitzvahs, he keeps Shabbos, kashrus, he keeps all the important things, he davens. So a few times we have a little bit of a challenge. What is it that we are going to do tshuva about? Especially we live in a time and a surrounding that is liberalism and acceptance and everything is good and live and let live and everyone is good and everything is good and positive. So where is the tshuva? What do I have to do tshuva about? So the point is that we have to understand, at least the first level of tshuva is to understand that we have to get better. We have to get better. Fine, we're doing a lot of good things, but we can always become better. So the first part in life is that we have to do more. But then eventually, once we do all the right things and we don't do the wrong things, but now we have to go to the next level, and that is not quantity but quality. So that is understanding for us in tshuva, and Be'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow with more on tshuva. Okay.
Shkoyach.
Was a good start. Hashem should help. We should continue to be matzliach, and we'll be in touch.
Bye bye.
Okay, call to us. Bye bye.
I don't hear anything.